99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Byerly RV is recognized as one of the top 50 dealers in North America, and we are marking our 70th year in business. We loaded up on inventory at the beginning of the year before the price increases. Now through July 14th, we are offering discounts and rebates of $1,000 to $5,000 on all 2018 RVs in stock. We will not be undersold. We offer the highest quality for the lowest price.
For the rest of your life.
Check us out at BuyerlyRV.com, Eureka, Missouri.
Hi, this is Tim Woodburn. My firm, Gateway Investigations, has been in business in St. Louis for over 10 years. We use modern GPS technology to find people or to figure out what they're doing when you're not around. Call me, 238-1367, or email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
See the USA in your Chevrolet.
Bum, 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 bum.
America is asking you to call.
Bum, 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 bum.
Drive your Chevrolet through the USA. America's the greatest land of all.
I almost said, well, it's that time of year.
Make any sense?
It's not that time of year. It's that time of day and that time of week where we introduce, as we do three or four days a week, this guy. Ladies and gentlemen, I know what he's probably going to say is, yeah, it's hot. The deals are even hotter. Johnny Landoff. Listen to that crowd. How are you, John?
Hello, Frank.
You sound almost tired, and I hope that is from having to deal with so many AM and the PM customers. I hope that's why you're maybe a little bit tired.
Well, Frankie, I got to tell you.
I don't like the Frankie.
I don't like being called Junior.
I know, and I've respected that. I've never called you that. So,
oh, okay. Well, how about Mr. Opinion?
No. Just Frank is fine.
Just Frank or just Frank?
Okay, not just Frank. Frank.
How are you, buddy?
I'm good.
Oh, so am I. Happy Father's Day to you. Belated. Hope you had a great day. I had an unbelievable... My boys took me out Thursday night. I think I'd already told you. To Publico's, a great restaurant in the Loop, and then to Men and Blazers.
Free mail.
What's that?
No, nothing. I try to let these guys know how the business works. Every time you mention a restaurant, you probably get like a free meal.
No, I don't.
Oh, okay. I was wrong, I guess.
That's all
right.
Not always perfect. But, yeah, I had a great Father's Day. Thanks to the Landoff boys. They're awesome. And thanks to, of course, their adorable mother, who the reason that they are awesome is because of her. I talked with Rich and Eileen Copeland on Friday. They came in and bought a nice Equinox. They bought several vehicles here, and he is going to listen. They're listening right now. So Eileen and Rich, thank you very, very much.
Now she's not the woman with one short leg, is she?
Oh my goodness. Eileen.
Thanks, everybody.
Frank, this is one of our customers we're talking about. This is one of your listeners who bought...
No, it's not. This is a different Eileen, somebody else that I know who has a short leg, and I was wondering if it's the same one. Apparently, it's not.
The brake pedal's halfway to the seat, and the gas pedal's all the way down.
Hey, speaking of that,
I don't know why I do this. I really don't. I don't know why.
We don't either, but we're glad you do.
There's a kid organization here.
We're glad you do. John, how many customers do you think don't realize that they have a Chevy with adjustable pedals? Here's the reason I mention this. We've had this Tahoe for 3 years. I completely forgot there is a button, and electronically the pedals will go forward or back depending on your length of your legs or how short or tall.
Really?
I'll bet you 90% of people who have that don't even know they have it.
I didn't even know that technology existed.
See?
I didn't either.
See? Right? It's been around for quite a while. And the Tahoe has it. And I completely forgot. I looked down one day and I thought, well, I never used that button. What is that? And the pedals came up.
My daughter, Alyssa, has a...
You have a daughter?
Yeah, I do. I don't like to talk about her much, but she has a 2016 Chevy Cruze that we just bought from Johnny Lund of Chevrolet. And I didn't know. Do those pedals adjust, John?
No, it's not on every car.
Oh, okay.
But my point is, the ones that do have it, I'll bet you there are people that don't even know they're there. It's actually a great feature.
It is a great feature, Frank. You are 110% correct this time. Not all the time.
Hey, why do you have to do that to me?
Why do you have to interrupt? I'm talking about Eileen and Rich.
Right.
Copeland. Okay.
Right.
Unbelievable. Thank you. Repeat. I'm shouting out to them. I'm going to give them a call when I'm done to make sure that... they weren't offended by the Eileen.
They're not offended by that. It's a funny old joke. What do you call a woman with one short leg? Eileen. That's a great old joke. Maybe not to everybody, but to me, it's funny.
Okay. Mm. So, what did you do for Father's Day?
Let me see. I wiped down a couple of cars. It's one of my favorite things to do. And went to dinner with a couple of friends. I did not see...
Boring!
Hey, you know what? Hey, let me tell you something, Randy. You may have an exciting life, and you may jet off here in the international travel, but to me, it was a good day.
We had dinner with a couple of friends we haven't seen for a long, long time, and I was not with or in the presence of any one of my children on Father's Day. Not one of them. They were all doing other things and busy, but that is okay because we have forever this standing deal where we just don't ever want to feel obligated to give each other presents because somebody decided, oh, this is Father's Day. Or, you know, we don't do that. We just have a great life every day. It's just another day. They had things to do. One is on vacation in Florida, and another one had to work really hard because the restaurant business, Father's Day, is a super busy day. So I'm sure he put in about, 17 hours. So I get it. They can't always be around. I'd rather they be around almost every other day of the year. So it's not a big deal. But I had a good day.
Well, that's great.
And I had a good weekend, and I have... Well, you don't care. He didn't care.
Okay. Wow, I'm telling you what. Woo! I'm sure she
has... I'll tell you this, though. We'll talk about it later. Taylor Nickerson's here. He's not the movie guy. He's the tech guy. But Saturday, we went to Frontenac, and I'm going to tell you, you have to take Mimi to go see this. It's Won't You Be My Neighbor, the documentary on Mr. Rogers. Mike Evans said it was the greatest documentary he'd ever seen in his life. Bill Clevelin said the same thing. Every review that I've seen, 5 stars out of 5, 4 out of 4. It is something everybody should see. And the sad thing is, it's not until now, years after Fred Rogers died, that the world realizes what an almost saint this guy was.
Yeah.
He was... There aren't a handful of people on this earth as genuinely concerned about children as Rogers without being a weirdo, a pedophile. He wasn't. He just wasn't. And you'll learn that when you go. And you'll walk out of there thinking, wow, this guy was some special human being. It was terrific. And sadly, a movie like that plays one place, front neck. It ought to play everywhere. And everybody ought to go see it because you'll realize it actually is possible to live on this earth and have compassion and care about people and spread nothing but positive thoughts. It's possible. And he did it. He was unbelievable. So if you get a chance, take her. You'll really like it.
I think we will. What were you touting last week, a program on Netflix?
The Staircase. Oh, my goodness. I watched it again. I'm 8 episodes in. Don't start. Don't start unless you're prepared to be addicted after the first episode.
Oh, no, I think we are through 2 and probably on our way to number 3 tonight.
No, the Staircase is riveting, and it's all true. It's a documentary. It's not there's no reenactment. And it's one of those things where we sat there, and after about 4 or 5 episodes, I asked my daughter-in-law. She was sitting there. I said, well, what do you think? Is he guilty? She said, no, absolutely not. He didn't do this. And I said, oh, I agree. And then the John, I'm not giving anything away. What I'm telling you is that as you watch
never
it.
Never listen to me. Ever.
Okay.
Butthead.
Did you call me Butthead? He just said Butthead.
No, I said, geez. Go ahead.
Go ahead. I thought he said Butthead.
Right.
Yeah, he did.
He probably did under his breath.
I'll say Butthead. Okay. Every time you do something that kind of offends me, I'm just going to blow the duck call. That's it.
How's business? Because the last time I talked to you, which wasn't but a couple of days ago, you were having like a great Friday or something.
I think that it's good. Business is good. Always be better. I think the heat definitely takes a toll on all of us. And then when we realize, like, it's not going to go anywhere. It's going to be here. So that's where the internet team and, you know, checking out the website at londoff.com, londoff.com, all 600 plus, almost 700 new cars, new trucks, SUVs, pre-owned vehicles are online, priced, ready to sell. Oh, and guess who bought two more trucks from us?
Let me guess.
A huge sponsor of yours.
Wow, I don't know. Who?
Window World.
Really?
Not surprised.
And they've done the windows at our house. They did the windows at my son Sam's house. They've done windows here at the dealership. They're just a phenomenal company. Anyone, you're thinking, I need to go to a big construction company. These guys do a great job. And, yep. And they're great guys. Jim Lomax Jr., John Gillette. And again, Ken Webb. Married to Mimi's niece, Kate Kennedy.
You want some trivia on one of these guys that I think you'll find really interesting? John Gillette's great, great, great grandfather started the Schick Razor Company. Hello?
314-837-1800.
Oh, now he wants out. Now he wants out.
7-1-800. 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 24/7, 365 at londoff.com. That's LONDOFF.com.
All right. We're going to send you so many customers, it'll make your head spin.
Wears you out, doesn't it, John, coming on the show?
Yeah, it's time.
I'm going to pop in and come into the studio again. I had a good time that day. But can we have, like, some refreshments? You know, maybe, some water or...
We got a whole restaurant right next door. We can have whatever you want.
Yeah.
And they got great food. You call ahead, here's what I like. We'll have it ready.
It's awesome. It's great.
Yeah. So pop in anytime. Time.
And put it on your tab?
Sure. Why not? Sure.
Oh, you're the best. Okay, I'm on my way.
All right. And so are the customers. Thank you, John.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. You know, I don't know how it comes off to the audience, but he's kind of mean to me, I think. Sometimes, I don't deserve it. Huh? Okay, maybe I do. That was John Londoff. You know where they are. Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270 in North County. Maestro, if you would, please. Help. I need somebody. Help. Time to talk a little tech talk. And you know you're going to learn something from this guy, because he knows more about this stuff than we do. And it's not even a full-time job for him. He teaches German in high school in Columbia, Illinois. How does a guy like that know so much about tech stuff? I don't know, but he does. His name is Taylor Nickerson, and he's brought to you by the company John Landoff just mentioned, Window World. You can find out more at windowworldstlouis.com. Give it up for Taylor Nickerson.
Hello, guys. How is everyone?
Great. We are great today.
Good. How do you say technology in German?
Technologie. It's pretty close.
Real close.
Technologie. Instead of G on the end.
How do you say we just got shut up by Mexico?
Yeah, I know. I don't want to talk about that.
Oh.
I don't want to talk about it.
What?
World Cup. There was a World Cup. World Cup's going on right now. Mm. Germany played Mexico. And did you hear what happened? They recorded. It was a false recording, but seismic activity in Mexico City when they scored the goal.
My son sent me that.
Yes. Yeah. It actually registered on the whatever Richter, their geological
Richter scale. On the rectum scale.
Thank you. What?
No, it's not rectum. It's Richter.
Oh, Richter.
So from just the sheer...
They showed the video when they scored the goal. You know, they have these big public viewing events where there's thousands and thousands and thousands. There had to be 100,000 people there.
And so they're
all jumping up and down at the same time.
And created enough shaking that
it registered.
Holy cow.
Yes.
How about that?
Yes. So that was cool to see. But hopefully we come back and win against Sweden, I believe, on Thursday. When I say we, I'm talking about Germany. Obviously.
That's the scale that Rosie O'Donnell uses in her bathroom, the Richter scale. So what do we need to know?
Well, as always, let's start with today in tech history. On this date, actually not on this date, on June 17th, 1980, Atari's Asteroids and Lunar Lander. You guys remember those games?
I remember Atari. I don't know.
So Atari's Asteroids and Lunar Lander became the first two video games to be registered with the U.S. Copyright Office. So it was June 17th of 1980. And those were those big arcade games. If you guys ever played those, those big Atari arcade games? Sure. That was a little bit before my time.
Galaga.
Yeah.
Space Invaders.
Yep.
Galaga.
Yep.
The only arcade game
Galaga?
I ever...
Galaga.
I remember Frogger.
Oh,
remember play Frogger.
Sure.
The only arcade game I spent any time on was Pac-Man. And I was really...
The classic.
Yeah, I was really taken by eating the stuff. And I had a friend who, he was a sales rep, every single day, for lunch, he would eat lunch while he sat in this bar playing. They played Pac-Man every day, and he held some kind of local record. He could run through that entire Pac-Man game.
That's awesome.
In nothing flat.
Wow.
So that was the game I remember.
All right. Well, Frank, you and I were talking about this a little bit before came on the air here. Big news this past week from AT&T. So AT&T has agreed to purchase Time Warner. It was an $85 billion deal.
Ooh.
A lot of money, and this is actually expected to kick off a new wave of video streaming services seeking to battle Netflix. So we're going to add now, if it's not already complicated enough, the big basket of streaming services, we're going to have a new one, and it's going to be from AT&T. They're going to launch Watch TV next week. It's going to be an ad-supported video service. If you are an unlimited wireless subscriber, so you get unlimited data, text, talk, everything from AT&T, you get it for free. If you're not, it's $15 a month. So you're wondering, okay, what can I get from this service? And some people maybe don't understand that Time Warner owns some pretty good video properties, and we were talking about this off the air. Turner, HBO, and Warner Brothers. So you're getting a lot through this service.
You know, I don't think a lot of people, especially younger people, know who Ted Turner is. Ted Turner changed the face of television.
Oh, sure.
CNN. That's
CNN.
Ted Turner.
Absolutely.
He founded CNN.
Yep. Yep.
And lots of other cable stuff. He was quite the visionary.
Sure. I think it's the Turner building in Atlanta.
Yeah, that's right.
And TBS and TNT, all those are all Turner properties.
Yep.
So that's going to be coming out next week. So if you're looking for a new streaming service to add to your portfolio, let's call it, it's going to be Watch TV. Okay, this next one I think is pretty interesting. Anybody in here addicted to gaming? I know, Frank, you're not a gamer. Tim, you're not a gamer. Limey, are you a gamer at all?
Sometimes after the show, I want to go home and, like, shoot something, destroy something. So, yeah, sure.
Okay, capture that. I want to capture that audio. Sometime after the show, I want to go shoot something or destroy something.
Yeah.
If you ever do anything illegal, we're going to play that. Well, he did say this one time. He didn't say something on the video. He just said something. No, I've said this before. There's only been one game that I, not addicted to, but I played hundreds and hundreds of hours, and it's the game called Black. It's a Black Ops game. It was on PlayStation 2
Wait,
or something.
You know about Black?
I've played Black.
I love that game.
No, I've got thousands of hours on Black.
Wow.
I love
this
Black.
This is a bonding moment.
This is actually like a true shock moment.
No, and I imagine there's only one Black. We're talking about the same game.
Yeah, just
the
first-person
shooter game.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness, that's
the greatest. I used to love when people hide behind the gravestones. You could just, like, take down the shots and, snipe them.
This is an unbelievable moment.
This is.
Limey and I, who have nothing
in common.
Up to now, we have nothing in common.
Absolutely.
And now, we discovered.
I knew we'd find something.
I played Black just 2 weeks ago. I broke it out after all these years.
Wow.
Because if you wait long enough, it's like you're doing it all over again.
Oh, yeah,
again
it's a new game because you forget everything. Wow.
You forget even where the controls are. Oh,
I might still have my old copy. I had it on Xbox.
I have a pristine, mine's a PlayStation, a pristine disc of Black. It's in the slot right now, already ready to fire and go.
And the moral to the story is that Frank's got a lot of video games, but once he played Black, he never went back.
Oh, that's good. That was good. No, that's the only game. I tried a couple other games, and I couldn't get into them. No, but boy, Black I did.
How about that? So the World Health Organization came out with a new diagnosis today. You guys ready for this one? It is a gaming disorder.
Oh, boy.
It is a new mental health condition included in the upcoming 11th edition of the International Classification of Diseases released Monday.
Taylor, I really don't mean to interrupt your segment again, but this has happened in England as well, and now because of these WHO people, the National Health Service in England, which is the free social healthcare, they are now going to cover video game addiction.
Okay, so here's what I'm going to get to. So it has to be diagnosed by a clinical professional, and they release three symptoms. Are you guys ready for these? The first one, the gaming behavior takes precedence over other activities to the extent that other activities are taken to the periphery. So basically, nothing else matters, only gaming. Number two, impaired control of these behaviors. So you, even though you know
that you have a problem,
you're gaming too much, you cannot stop. Yeah. And the third, it leads to significant distress and impairment in personal, family, social, educational, or occupational functioning. And it states here, disturbed sleep patterns, diet problems, deficiency in physical activity.
No, I'm nowhere near any of that.
So it's very similar to, in the article I was reading, to a gambling disorder. And what they say is a gambling disorder is another category of this sort of condition. The treatment, and I don't know how it is in England, but the treatment is they can't prescribe drugs for it. It's a therapy that you're given to sort of curb the addiction, but it has to be diagnosed by a clinical professional, and it has to have lasted for 12 months. That's the other thing too. I don't know what they say in England, but that's they just
I have no idea
today.
Either. I just saw this in the news today, and
I know that Taylor is a German teacher, as well, he knows all about what translators do. When Limey just said, "I have no idea." That meant idea.
Did I say it?
Yeah, you said idea.
You said idea.
Did I?
Idea.
Yeah. Oh, no. My accent's
failing. That's okay.
I got no idea.
No, that's the way you
no
talk.
No idea.
That's
okay. Before the show, Limey had a slice of pizza.
Wow. It's kind of interesting. I'm an addictive person, but the way I can prove whether or not I have a problem is I see if I can stop and for how long. Right. Gambling. I stopped for 8 months. I mean, I was back at it last night. I'm back at it on a regular basis, but I know I could quit. The gaming thing, Black is the only game that I thought, boy, I could see where this could lead to that. And I actually get how kids, especially, when I say kids, 14, 15-year-old, can just be consumed.
Well, the big one right now is called Fortnite. Has anybody ever heard of that?
No.
So yeah. Huge with kids and adults alike. I know adults that have trouble continuing their daily adult functions because they are so addicted to this game. There's a phone version. There's a computer version. And it's sort of like Black. It's a first person shooter game. Yeah. I've never played it, but
it's a shoot 'em up, but you can play with hundreds of people online.
I have a thought. Why is it that, and I'm a gun guy, but how did we end up with most games being shooting? Why wasn't there anything else that most games could be driving, for example?
Oh, there are.
I know there are
racing games,
but they are nowhere near. And you know that they're nowhere near as popular shooting.
Well,
games.
And then there's the ones that combine the two, like the Grand Theft Autos.
Yes.
Where you?
Well, that's a violent. That's
oh, that's
violent
that is
thing.
Horribly violent. But going off what you said, it combines the two. You can drive cars around, but then you can also.
But see, I find those games difficult to play. They're not difficult for a 14-year-old, but there are too many controls, too many activities.
Sure.
I can't remember all that.
Right.
I can't do all that.
Yeah.
That's what I like about Black. You aim, you shoot, you move, you aim, you shoot, you change weapons.
I think it digs into the human subconscious of wanting to do things that you're not allowed to do. In real life.
Then you can act it out.
You can act it out, right. So I can keep going. I see Mary's waiting on the phone. I can keep going.
No, it's Marv.
That's Marv.
Marv,
who used to be Mary. But Marv had a surgery.
Marv has a question, a text question.
Sure. Well, let me talk to Marv. Marv, welcome to 590 The Fan. Not that you are new to any of this. You're a charter listener, as we say. And apparently, you have a question for Taylor. Taylor, this is Marv.
Hello, Marv. How are you?
Well, I'm frustrated because I live up in North County, outside of Florissant, up by Hazelwood Central High School. For some reason, I have trouble getting the regular terrestrial signals. My main set is hooked up to DirecTV. Okay, that's my big one. But I have, you know, a small set in the kitchen and one in the bedroom that I use whatever antenna, you know, that'll work. I bought several antennas. The last one I bought, I went to Micro Center, bought a very expensive Leaf, L-E-A-F. I don't know if you're familiar with that brand.
Yes, it's thin, like a piece of paper, and can stick to a window.
I'm sorry. It's a Leaf 30. It's a 30-mile range, so on and so forth. And I've got it pointed southeast. Like I said, I'm way up north. But I can never seem to get, you know, I get maybe 4, 5, and 11. 9 used to come in. Now 9 is a problem. I know that they've had some recalibration problems. But now this new 24, this MeTV, it's got some good stuff on it. But what I want to know is, I think I've bought the best equipment. I think I'm going to have to go external. Do you know of anyone or anybody I can call that can actually mount exterior antenna?
This is actually this is a great question, and I've talked about this before, Marv. At my house, the antenna on my house is 32 years old. That's how long we've been there, and it's the typical antenna with a bunch of different prongs together. It's the antenna we all saw as kids on a pole outside the house. That's the antenna, and I could never get all the channels clearly until. And I don't even know if this company's around anymore. A company called A1 Antenna sent somebody out.
I think they are, actually.
They sent somebody out 32 years ago, and instead of the attic, they put this thing and mounted it solidly on the roof of my house. And Marv, to this day, every single channel in point one and point two and point three are crystal clear. And it was a matter of putting it on the outside of the roof of the house.
Now, Marv, I'm going to ask Frank a question here, and I want you to compare his answer to your situation. Frank, how many feet off the ground would you say that the antenna is on top of your house?
I don't think that matters. I think the elevation of your property matters more.
Well, the elevation of the antenna itself.
Okay, the antenna is on like a tripod bolted into the roof. And I would say the top of the antenna off the roof of my house is maybe 4 feet.
off the top of the house.
Right. Top of the roof.
Off the top of the ground, though, maybe 30 feet.
Oh, the ground easily 25, 30 feet.
Yeah. Now, Marv, you mentioned you're in North County, correct?
Right. Uh-huh.
So do you know where the antennas are located?
You mean as far as the broadcast towers?
Yeah, the broadcast towers for local television are mostly concentrated around the Shrewsbury area, and the
okay.
and the Channel 4 tower is right off 55
okay.
if you're going south of downtown.
Mm-hmm.
What I would suggest that you do, I tried the Leaf, okay, and let me give you my review on the Leaf. I live in South City, and I'm mm-hmm. about a mile from the towers. It would not work for me. Okay. I live in an older home with thick brick walls and plaster walls, interior walls. It would not work for me. So what I did, I went on eBay, and I looked for an amplified directional antenna. And I mounted it in my attic. Not on the top of the house, but on the attic. And it totally changed everything. And I'll tell you, if I turn on the amplification, it's actually too much power and the signal doesn't come in anymore. But if I don't use amplification and I point that antenna towards those towers, I get perfect reception. So I would recommend go on eBay. They're very cheap. I think this thing cost me about $12.
Wow.
You get it in. You can mount it. If you wanted to mount it outside on a pole in your attic, wherever you want to mount it. And what I would also do if I were you, there are apps that you can use that use GPS, and you can literally spin around in a 360-degree circle, and they will tell you exactly where to point your antenna to where the antenna, your antenna in your house to where the TV antennas are. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Right.
A1, didn't they used to be on the east side, though, over and around Belleville? Or?
Hey, Marv.
Marv, I have no idea.
I just looked it up. A1 yes. is on, they're on McKenzie in St. Louis.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
yep.
good.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, I'll give them a call.
Yeah, but I would recommend doing that. I think that's really going to help you. A lot of things can affect the signal coming from the antenna as well. Your elevation, what's in between you and the towers.
Right.
You know, I don't know what your house is made of.
Yeah, this is your basic McBride subdivision house. Yeah.
By the way, I do have an amplifier because
right.
the house is pretty
and
big.
That helps.
And it was feeding multiple TVs.
Yes.
So I do remember they put an amplifier
yes,
in.
And that helps as well.
When we built the house in 78, I was using basic rabbit ears. That didn't work. So I went to Radio Shack and I bought the second best, you know, the multiple layer type antenna, you know, like you're talking about, Frank, with
right.
tubes going out.
Like
and
a tree.
And I put that in the attic, not on top of the roof, but in the attic between the ceiling and the attic.
Right.
And that's been up there for 40 years now. And that used to work fantastic. But for some reason, and I don't know why, it doesn't seem to be doing the same job. Of course, switching over to digital probably has something. All right, I'll tell you what, I'll try A1. Maybe they can go. I don't, as you know, I don't do the internet. I'm not a computer person, so I forget about the eBay and all that. But I'm sure A1 will probably have something for me, and I do appreciate it. And thanks for your time.
Yeah, all right, absolutely.
All right, Marv. Thank you.
Bye now.
And I'll say one last thing. The Leaf, and I don't like to talk bad about products or companies, but I think that Leaf box is a lot of, let me call it gimmicky marketing.
Yeah.
If you think about it, it's a thin piece of plastic that you're expecting to pick up TV signals from a certain direction.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it works for some people, but from my experience, and I live a mile from those towers, I got horrible reception. But I got the directional antenna in my house, pointed it to the towers, and everything's good.
Right.
So, Marv, do that. I think you'll be good.
Let's get Brian in here. Brian, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Taylor Nickerson.
Hello, Taylor. I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you, Brian.
How are you, Brian?
I'm good. I got a question. So I have the old-fashioned iPod, and I have about 16,000 songs on there. And what happens is, right now in my iTunes, because I was wanting to make a new playlist, you know, and listen to the stuff on my computer. All of the songs that I put on there myself from hard CDs all have the exclamation point in front of them. Only the ones that I purchased through iTunes am I allowed to listen to and play again, because it says they can't locate them. And I've watched the, you know, the YouTube videos. I went to the Apple thing and tried all that, and I can't seem to get any of my maybe 12,000 to 13,000 actual songs that I, you know, loaded off of a CD. I can't have access to any of those anymore. So they can't locate.
That's because Apple doesn't want you to have access to them.
Right. So what your computer is trying to do, it's trying to find a local file that's saved to play that song. Okay. I'm going to recommend an app for you that you can recover music from your iPod. Have you ever heard of the app Senuti? It's iTunes
backwards.
It's iTunes spelled backwards.
Yes.
S-E-N-U-T-I. Have you heard of that?
Uh-uh.
Okay. So what I recommend you to do is go to your computer, sit down, and look up Senuti.
You have to sit down.
You can stand if you'd like. Okay. I think standing might be healthier, actually.
Trying to be clear.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So sit down or stand up, and you can download Senuti, and you can recover those files from your iPod onto your computer.
Hey, John said he actually has a solution for this for Brian.
Okay.
If you want to pop John, can you get them both on?
Yeah, look at this. John, say hello to Brian and say hello to Taylor Nickerson.
Hey, Brian.
Hello, guys.
Hi, John. How are you?
Yeah. I am well. I don't have to tell you, but I will. I may am in the PM.
So what do you got for Brian? He's listening. Okay. He's here. So
the solution is this. I do the exact same thing, Brian, and I've moved from one computer to another, and to get around the iTunes issue, I purchased a program called Media Monkey, and I purchased a lifetime gold.
How much was that?
$25.
Okay, not bad. If you like music,
a lifetime license. Okay. And that's actually what I use to rip all of my music, because I do the same thing as I buy CDs or stuff in my collection and I rip them onto my computer. Then I have to have iTunes because it's simply the transport to get it on, but it doesn't use iTunes, it uses APIs. So it calls them, and using Media Monkey, I can transfer whatever I want from my library onto my phone. And anything that I have put on my phone or an iPod previously, I can get that off as well.
Hmm.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
It's called Media Monkey?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yep. And you can so you can use that to rip the music onto your computer.
Hang on. Whoa. Randy?
Is that me?
No, Randy thought we told him to rip one.
No, that wasn't you, John.
No. Don't do that. I'm sorry. He thought we said rip one. John, thank you for helping Brian, and Brian, thank you for listening.
Brian, hey, if you get hung up on this, you can shoot me an email at any time. I don't know if you have my email address. It's TaylorOnTech.
No, Scott. Still on the office of Scott Sherman. Now, that's funny. Okay, Brian, that's funny.
Yeah,
you're now officially the funniest guy on today's show, which is not real hard to do.
Yeah, and I'm at the Clarkson-Wilson Veterinary Clinic.
Yeah, give him your email address.
It is TaylorOnTech@gmail.com.
TaylorOnTech@gmail.com.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you so much.
Good luck with
that,
John.
Thank you, Brian.
Brian.
Yeah. But I like this. It's a public service. Can I have the public service thing? I have an announcement to make here.
The following is a public service announcement.
Ladies and gentlemen, don't ever call here and be funnier than we are. Okay. That just makes us feel bad.
Scott Sherman.
We actually, you want another call here?
I'd love to. I'd love to talk to Mike.
People want answers. Mike, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hi to Taylor Nickerson.
Hi, Taylor. I'm aiming the PM.
Thank you, Mike.
How are you doing, Mike?
Good. I got a question for you. I have AT&T UVerse, and I have a new Samsung TV. So the problem is I keep running into a situation where one channel in particular, channel 5, will be the voice versus the video is way disconnected. So I went into my Samsung and turned down the setting to try and the delay, I guess it's called, the sound delay, to try and sync up the voice and the picture and the sound. But it really just seems to be spotty channels here and there that this happens with. So some of the channels are fine. Other channels are, you know, it almost seems like a full second off, and it drives me.
You know what? Before Taylor says a word, Mike, I'm just going to tell you something. You and 1,000 other people get this. I've gotten it off of Direct, off of Dish, and then sometimes you go switch channels and come back, and it's fine. Taylor, what is that about?
What you're looking at is obviously an audio sync issue. What I'm going to guess, and I'm going to assume here, but what I'm going to guess is if you look at the settings on the AT&T box, that it's set probably to surround sound. If you would switch that to stereo, if you go from surround sound to stereo, I bet it's going to fix your issue.
Okay, so within the setup of my Uverse,
so let me ask you this. Do you have anything else connected to the TV?
No.
So you don't have any streaming boxes or Apple TVs or anything else?
No.
DVD player or anything?
I do have a DVD player, so...
Do you ever run into any issues when using the DVD player?
No.
Okay. So it's something. It's a setting in the AT&T box. Okay. What you want to do, go into the sound, and I would bet, if I had to put money on it, it's set to surround sound, your audio settings. You want to switch that from surround to stereo.
All right.
And if you do that and you're still getting these issues, shoot me another email. It's a pretty common problem with these AT&T Uverse boxes and, oddly enough, with Samsung televisions. So do that for me. See if that works. It might take a little bit. I don't know how often this happens for you, but I'm guessing it won't pop up again. If it does, though, shoot me an email.
Mike, we'll does it happen with porn also? Do you know this, or just other programs?
Constantly. That's why it's
going. Okay. Good answer. Thank you, Mike.
All right.
Thank you for listening. Since it's just a tech segment and you're here, my kids got me for Father's Day a TV. I haven't had a new TV in about 8 years, and it's a 75-inch 4K. Ooh, this thing is unbelievable. But the settings, when you get a TV, it's, in my case at least, never been set exactly the way I like it. Right. I want to change the sound a little bit. I like a little more high treble.
Sure.
And the picture. It used to just be brightness, contrast, tone, color, boom.
The settings are overwhelming, aren't they?
Oh, my God. You go into advanced settings, gamma, something.
Oh, sure.
I don't even know what this stuff means. It's unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. The blacks, the highlights, the ups, the contrast, the hue.
What are they? Black level. What the heck is that?
Oh, it's unbelievable. But now, is this a QLED or an OLED? Do you know that?
Oh, it says it on the box. I have to go home and look.
You have to check it out.
It's on the box.
Yeah,
it's
something LED. Regardless, though, it's
And I know
it's
there's something
great.
About 8K versus 4K. What does that
Is
mean?
It 4K or 8K?
It's 4.
It's 4K.
I think.
So that means 4,000 pixels per square inch.
Okay, here's another thing real quickly. When you get a TV and you turn, sometimes the new TVs, it looks like you're playing a video game. It doesn't look right. It the picture.
Like too smooth, right?
Yes. And too.
The digital noise. Filtering.
It doesn't look like a film or a movie.
Right.
And then you got to go in. Cinema 1, Cinema 2, warm, cool, standard. Holy mackerel.
I've seen TVs where it's almost too smooth. The picture seems... I like a little bit of... Not flicker.
Yeah.
But, it's almost... Too flowy.
It looks
realistic.
You're
looking through a window.
And here's the other thing about the new TVs and all of these menu settings. Do you ever go to something and you realize you set it wrong and you cannot?
You don't know how to get back.
You can't find it.
Yes.
You cannot get back to
and
that.
And then
setting.
You just go to reset everything and start from scratch.
Yeah. Well, I think we've done a good thing here.
I think we have.
You know how to get out of this. Give me your email address one more time.
It is taylorontech@gmail.com, and you can find me on facebook.com/taylorontech. And what the heck? I am Taylor on Tech.
There you go. There it is. All right. Thank you, Taylor.
Thank you, guys.
Fluent in English and German. Teaches German. You think this Tim Woodburn's a multitasker? News and private investigator? I used to think that was impressive. Not anymore. This guy teaches German and does a radio segment and knows all this tech stuff. And he doesn't even have to know it. It's not even his job. Pretty impressive. And he's brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. You can find out more at windowworldstlouis.com. You want me to do some business or you want to do traffic?
Let's do business and then traffic.
Okay. By the way, there's no other radio show where they actually format the show while they're doing it. They just go to traffic. We just sit here and go, you want to go to traffic or not go to traffic? So what did you just say? You want to go to traffic? Or you
yeah,
want to
business.
Business and then traffic.
I'll do some business. That's easy for me. Yeah, it's the business of MD Health and Wellness. I have an appointment Wednesday. I'm going into MD Health and Wellness, and I'm going to let them. And I'm actually going to ask them to slap me around and scold me because. What was that?
That was a genuine mistake on my part.
No, it was.
I was searching for something that said fat
slap
boy.
Me around and scold me, and you had you cued the audience to applaud him being smacked around and scolded.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, we don't have a lot of time here, so let's edit that out.
Okay.
Just get rid of it.
Radio edit.
They have my permission to scold me because the last few weeks I have gone through some stuff. It's like stressful stuff. And when that happens to me, I eat. And then I eat some more. And then I think, I think I'll eat a little more. So I put on a couple of pounds, and I don't like it because I know what it feels like to have lost the weight. I know what it feels. I'm not back where I was. I don't ever want to get back there. But I want to get this in check and, you know, snap myself back to the 36 to 38 inch waist that I'm supposed to be in without it cutting me in half. So I'm going to go in there Wednesday and a little reevaluation and get back on track. And it's going to work, and I know it'll work. And look, I'm like everybody else. I'm like most other people. You backslide every once in a while, but I don't think I'll ever go back to where I was when I originally met these people and went in and lost the 35 pounds. I'll go knock off a few pounds and I'll be fine. Now, the other thing I'm going to do while I'm there is it's testosterone time. Pellets. Take another blood work up, see what the testosterone level is, and then get an injection of pellets based on how much I need on a time-release system. They're bioidentical hormone replacement pellets, and they implant them just under the surface of the skin. There are thousands and thousands of people in this country and in the world who are doing this because it works, and they're time-release. So over a 4 to 6 month period, these pellets, a little bigger than grains of sand, doesn't hurt, by the way, will very gradually release into your bloodstream and into your system the little boost you need in testosterone. Women need it. Men need it. You don't need it if you're 22. You shouldn't. But you start getting a little older, 40, 45, and they're just things that you need. And the great thing about science today, you know, people that lived 100 years ago, they didn't have these options. They just had to deal. I always think about people who, like 500 years ago or whatever, their eyesight started to go. They just had to stumble around and bump into things. They didn't have any glasses. They couldn't improve their vision. We have all kinds of great options. So take advantage of them if you can. And I know some people can't. Not everything's covered by insurance. But, boy, for quality of life, you just sometimes you just got to bite the bullet, sacrifice something else, and do it. But do it right and put yourself in the hands of professionals, of doctors. MD Health and Wellness in Bridgeton. You want to know more, and I hope you do. Oh, always tell me your AM and the PM. MDHealthWellness.com.
Time for a look at traffic. Here's Tory Lyons.
Traffic's brought to you by Discover Student Loans. Accident on the Hampton Ramp to westbound 64, westbound Manchester east of Clarkson. A crash downtown. An accident westbound 70 west of Tucker. Westbound 70 slowing between 170 and Lindbergh. And delays Grand all the way to Shrewsbury on westbound 44. Figuring out how to cover college costs? Discover Student Loans, one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. Great rate, zero fees. Students earn a cash reward for good grades. Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. I'm Tory Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Schnucks is proud to partner with Folds of Honor, providing scholarships for the children of fallen or disabled military heroes. Folds of Honor has awarded some 16,000 scholarships, including more than 100 in the St. Louis area. Now through July 4th, round up your purchase at Schnucks and support those families who've sacrificed so much. Join our mission. Visit your neighborhood Schnucks or go to schnucks.com/Folds of Honor.
Cardinals baseball is back, and what better way to start the season off than a trip to the Post Sports Bar and Grill. During every Tuesday and Friday Cardinals game, stop by either Post location for your chance to win a pair of upcoming Cardinal tickets. Don't forget about the Post great home team specials, including $3.75 22-ounce domestic drafts and wells during the game. As always, show up in your Cardinals gear and save 10% off regular priced items. The Post Sports Bar and Grill. Stay posted, my friends.
This is on you, your goal, but you're not alone. One Nation Nutrition thinks it's a joint responsibility to get you where you want to be and how you want to look. With three St. Louis area locations to serve you, St. Peter's, O'Fallon, and Wentzville, now is the time to come together as One Nation. One Nation Nutrition.
In 26 minutes, no, I'm sorry, in 26 seconds, well, now it's 20, no, it's 19 seconds, no, it's 17 seconds. It will be 5 o'clock. You know what that means? It means Tim Woodburn has the news. It also means we're going to go in the Playhouse, and Bill Cleveland will be in the Playhouse, and so will a joke. And it's a good one. It's one somebody reminded me of last night, and I do not believe I've told it since we've been here.